our guest for another 45 minutes. The bottom of the hour, I will take about 5-6 phone calls for David, specifically for David, on any question that you have. 1-800-259-9231. It is July 3rd, 2008. Jason Burmes will be sitting in for me live tomorrow. Coming out this evening, we're going to release on the web a few hours early at PrisonPlanet.tv, my new film, Truth Rising. And we're very, very excited as it energizes the population to go out there and take on the New World Order and get other people outside their comfort zones, outside the sheep zone, to tell the system we're not going along with it peacefully. David Icke, again, our amazing guest. You were talking about how they limit the perception of reality, how they keep us here just looking at, you know, the materialistic plane when humans are obviously so much more. And you were talking about China, which limits large areas of the Internet. Now we're seeing that in Europe, England, and the U.S. Companies, corporations, universities, Internet, too, they're now doing that. You've gotten up to that point.
Yeah. The reason I raised the point about the Chinese Internet is because it's so relevant to the way our reality is manipulated. In China, you can only get so much of the Internet because it's firewalled off. And those computers in that country cannot access, cannot decode the Internet in those areas firewalled off. Now, what they've been doing and what they're really ratcheting up now is to firewall off our body computers' ability to access a much greater range of reality, even within this holographic Internet, this matrix, whatever you want to call it. They are firewalling us off from great chunks of it and being able to access it, access knowledge, understanding, and what have you, and from it. And what they are doing are destabilizing the body computer. Now, the body computer works electrically and it works chemically. When it is in chemical and electrical balance, we are at our sharpest and we are fully potentialed transmitter receivers of information.
But however, you add sodium fluoride, mercury in the shots, booze, drugs, all of it, it clouds it. And then you add the electronic frequency pollution, you add the TV, you add all these flickering distractions. I mean, they admit, first time you watch TV, 45 minutes, then you're mesmerized, dream level, and then the next time it's 10 minutes, next time's 30 seconds. People are literally mesmerized. Go ahead.
Exactly. What they're doing is destabilizing the body computer so it becomes an inefficient transmitter receiver of information. And so the band, the range of the reality that we are accessing gets smaller and smaller. It's interesting, you know. What do we say about people with closed minds? We say they're narrow-minded. I would say they're narrow-banded because they're accessing just a minute
and
amount
they
of possible reality.
And when you shut down, you tend to get smaller and smaller. When you open up, your bandwidth tends to get bigger and bigger. Here are the studies. They'll have an 85-year-old, 97-year-old in one case. I've seen the autopsy reports. In studies, my dad years ago showed these to me, some composer who was speaking five languages, totally happy till the day they died. They cut open their brain cap, tiny brain, but they were a genius. Then they'll cut open some 70-year-old who died of Alzheimer's, big brain, hadn't had a lot of tissue loss, but they were basically retarded when they died, and they're always TV heads. And they have all the studies that show TV is causing Alzheimer's, along with a cocktail of other things, because they weren't stimulating the mind. It was only one-way information.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as the saying goes, Alex, size is not everything, and it's certainly not that with the brain. It's how efficient it is, how sharp it is, how its electrical and chemical systems are working. And the more you stimulate it, the more you stimulate and hone and sharpen those systems. So when you have the dumbing down, not just of America, but of country after country now, you are, it's like a muscle. If you don't use it, then it starts to go to sleep, it starts to get flabby, it stops working properly. And you go into a smaller and smaller range of reality, which means that you cannot make the connections, you cannot connect the dots, you cannot see what is
to a sharp-minded
person obvious.
We got a break. Okay, Dave, we're in.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of 4. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wow, David Icke is talking about how, in the behind the scenes for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, he is talking about how the people that are going along with the system, the government people, the police, those that are in those closed-down cult-like cultures with all the peer pressure, they are closing down right now. You can see the myopic, almost drooling. I mean, you talk to people now, and either they're getting more closed down, I mean, literally like retarded, or they're opening up and energizing and more intuitive. And I dream of giving them knowledge. I dream of seeing them energized. I dream of seeing them seeing what I see, knowing what I know, and even more. And I just want to untie that, unloose it, and then I see the New World Order, which I can see more and more clearly now. I can see their designs, their master plans, not just from their own documents, but I can see the manifestation. I can predict what they're going to do down to the exact words, blowing people away. And as the real world gets clearer and clearer to me, it's a little frightening as I see that David Icke's world's pretty clear, actually. Then it horrifies me to see these stunted creatures. It's almost like in Colors. There's these rainbow, happy, glowing light, you know, people waking up, shining brighter. And then there's these dark, like black holes of people who are getting more and more evil, more and more hateful, more and more greedy and petty. And I see a huge war right now, that war against the people unlocking their minds. David Icke.
Yeah, you know, when I go back to the days nearly 20 years ago when I had I was just minding my own business, introducing television programs, and suddenly the top of my head blew off. And for about 3 months, which is very much remembered by people in this country, for about 3 months, if you'd asked my name, I wouldn't have been able to tell you. If you'd asked me what planet I was on, I'd have to check. But what happened in that period, it was like my mind opens so fast for whatever reason that all this knowledge that my mind and my brain did not have to decode before, suddenly it was decoding this massive amount of information that was coming into my mind. And what happened to me for about 3 months was like when you press too many keys on a computer too quick, it freezes up and it goes, can't process this, shutting down, go away. And then after about 3 months, after mass ridicule because of what had gone on, my mind like morphed. It was like the computer unfroze, and suddenly I could see the same world in a completely different way.
Now, David, let me ask you a question, because I don't know a lot of people that have had this similar experience. I have that, but every 6 months, every year, it might be two times in a week, like levels. And then the problem is the level I'm on, I can't even articulate to people, so it's very frustrating that I can't even, because it's like I'm at the Grand Canyon and, you know, on business, and I call my wife and she says, what's it look like? Describe it. There's no describing it. It's too big. There's too much.
I tell you what, mate, the biggest frustration of my life in the last 20 years has been being in that situation since that awakening. And people perceiving you as mad, as ridiculous, as far out, as dangerous—all these things—and you knew that you just couldn't explain where you were coming from fully, because you couldn't find the words to do it. Because what you were knowing and what you were feeling, we have simply, because we've been closed down for so long, we've not developed even the human language to express it. And what's a real joy to me now, I mean, I could start crying, to be honest, as you bring this subject up. What's a real joy to me is that more and more minds are opening to, so we can now have a dialogue and people can understand other people and where they're coming from and where they've been. And so there is this massive parting of the ways, if you like.
And that's got the New World Order upset. I mean, I'm not seeing arrogance anymore. They are acting like they are scared to death of, like, kryptonite or something.
Well, it's interesting, Alex. You know, I've been saying for years now that this panic, and that's what it is, this mad panic to bring in this Orwellian state is not even to advance their power.
So yeah, they're desperate.
Hold on to the power they'd already accumulated. Because I was going to say, in those early years when my mind whacked open, I knew that there was a vibrational change coming. That's why I called the first book I ever wrote on these subjects back in 1990, Truth Vibrations. There was a vibrational change coming that was going to open people up. It was going to act like a spiritual alarm clock for those who were open to it. And that this network of control, which is a fear network. They're terrified of each other, and you're quite right. They are terrified of an awakened humanity. The way they control humanity is not because they're more intelligent or more wise, but because they've put humanity, by manipulation, in a smaller box than they're in.
We're sleeping, now, they live. I mean, that's the movie, They Live. You know, we sleep, they live. They're living.
They Live, that John Carpenter movie, was so accurate in so many ways about the way this system
and
works.
And that's their big joke. The general public isn't living. We're awake, we're living, we're just on the good guy's side. They're awake, they're on the dark side.
Yeah, what they're terrified of, and this is why I said earlier, all this surveillance and stuff and all this data and all this tracking stuff, it's not for the mass of the population. It's for those who are awakened, because they knew, and I knew nearly 20 years ago, but who could I discuss this with? I knew 20 years ago that this stuff was coming in because they knew that the awakening was coming, and they had to try to keep the trapdoor on it. And this is why it's in this period we've had the massive influx of chemicals in food, electromagnetic pollution,
GMO,
which is designed to manipulate the energy field that we live in and the
GMO
thought fields we live in. Yeah, all that stuff, it's designed to target those who have the potential to awaken. They're in terror.
Well, let me stop you. They report that the magnetic field of the Earth, energized by the sun and space radiation, and this is mainstream science, is what plants and plankton and bacteria and the whole time clock's on, not just the light, but the magnetic field. And then I had the head of HARP on last week, and he was admitting they create artificial aurora borealis. But then he said cell phones and wavelengths and radio waves, none of them are bad for us, when mainline science admits it'll fry you. I mean, it's just...
The man's either an idiot or a liar.
No, I mean, he's the top scientist, the head of the thing.
Jeez, but I mean, it's a nonsense. And you know, I said to someone a few weeks ago, how do you affect all the fish at the same time? Answer: you affect the sea. You change the sea, you affect every fish. You change the sea of energy that we live in, which is what HARP and all these other things are about. You affect everybody.
Well, I've got hundreds of studies. Obviously, you know this, but I'm backing up, David. That just cell towers and thing and they always argue, well, the sun puts off a lot of this. Well, we're designed and created to live with its waves. You add all these other ones, that's what causes that butterfly effect.
Yeah, but this is the key point. And I think, you know, it brings into some perspective what we've been talking about with this parting of the ways. If everything is about frequency, quite obviously, the... phones, the cell phones work on a frequency. All these things that are being poured at us work on a frequency. Even a chemical additive in a soft drink or whatever is a frequency on an energetic level. Once you open your mind, open your heart, which is connected to the mind energetically, and you raise to a higher frequency, then just like radio A doesn't affect radio B because it's on the different frequency, so these things stop affecting us. The ones, and this I think is very significant to what we've been talking about, the ones who are not opening up, who are on that frequency which they're targeting,
they're going deeper.
They are going to respond more and more in line with that frequency range manipulation. And so they're going to be more closed, more robotic, whereas other people who are not being affected by that manipulation because they're out of the vibrational stadium that these people manipulate, they're not going to be affected by it. And I tell you, Alex, that these people that are behind the New World Order are terrified of an awakening humanity.
It's a mental and spiritual rebellion against tyranny. Did you see the Baltimore Sun article 6 years ago where DARPA, that invented the net and everything else, said we are in the field testing waves and towers to make people relax during emergencies? And they said, I mean, we have the patents from the 50s, but, I mean, they were testing us when they just put that in the newspaper.
Well, I think you have something similar in America, but in Britain, the Blair government, even though we had a perfectly adequate and workable communication system for the emergency services in this country, suddenly at massive cost changed it to something called the TETRA system, which is they have these towers now all over Britain, and there's more and more all the time.
Same thing here.
Yeah, and they operate within human brainwave, the range of human brainwaves. Now, you know, I say to people who say, well, it won't affect us. Well, hold on a second. When you go under those great power lines in your car with the radio on, what happens?
Oh,
my interference. Well, that's what they're doing to our electrical system and balance in the human body and the human brain. But again, the more we open up, the more we raise the frequency and expand the range that we're accessing, the more these things that are operating with a certain frequency range are not going to affect us like they're going to affect people who are still in that frequency range. And this
but it's still
reason.
Not good for your tissue. I mean,
no, it's not. It's not good to have, but I'm saying that if you're operating within these low emotional and mental states, then these things are going to affect you more powerfully.
David, we're going to talk during this four-minute behind the scenes and come back for 5 minutes and then take calls. 1-800-259-9231. But when we come back, I want you to talk about the stakes of what we face if we, you know, don't beat this, or whether you think it's foregone we're going to beat it or foregone we're going to lose, or what their master plan is. I got to get that out of you, David, before you leave us. But right now, we're going to talk more behind the scenes about mind control.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut.
an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
David Icke was just talking to me behind the scenes here for PrisonPlanet.tv about how they're targeting the children. You go into the store, it says fluoride water for kids, extra fluoride. And the studies admit it's many times worse for children, attacking their cerebral cortex development, their entire brain, 20% IQ reduction, 20-point IQ reduction on average, federal studies. I mean, the cold-bloodedness, they now have the children's textbooks. I've got a bunch of them that say fluoride is one of the main vitamins and minerals you need, and it says how great it is, the mercury in the shots, the video games that bring you into an oxygen-starved narcosis in unnatural brain waves that are only associated with near-death experiences. And David was explaining why they were doing that. David?
Yes, they're targeting the children because, of course, the children of today are going to be around for the, you know, on the law of averages for longer than anyone else. And so they want to create this long-term Orwellian prison for the young, so that when they by the time they become the adults, they're fully fledged robots and controlled by the system. And so it's video games that we were talking about in the break are targeting children overwhelmingly. The foods and the drinks and the soft drinks that are most appallingly filled with chemicals and toxins and all this stuff are targeting at children. And if you look at the graph of when this stuff started entering into food and drink on a massive scale, and the graph of so-called increases in childhood behavior problems, it's like a magnet that's holding the graphs together. Why? Because the body is an electrochemical entity, and if you destabilize it electrically or chemically, then you are going to manifest an imbalanced behavior of that body, an imbalanced reaction, an imbalanced sense of reality.
Well, listen,
this is what's happening. We're poisoning the kids.
Well, David, it's not your opinion either. We have all the big eugenicists 80 years ago, 100 years ago. It's in my film Endgame. I mean, document it. They wrote books saying we're going to put mercury in shots to brain damage them, put fluoride in. We're going to feed them poison food to dumb them down. We've isolated the chemicals that will do this. And it's so cold-blooded. It's so big. The conspiracy is so large and so open that the average person can't come to grips with it, but now they can. If the New World Order was to have their way, what's the time frame? What are we going to see in the next year, next 2 years, next 10 years? What is going to unfold, and how do you see us fighting it?
Well, we are now standing at this fork in the road, I said in a media conference for this by-election yesterday that I'm being very, very optimistic in saying that if we go on as we are, not sleepwalking into this Orwellian state, but hurtling towards it in a comatose state, then we will live in a global fascist state within 15 years, and I'm probably being optimistic with the 15. However, at the same time this is happening, this awakening is going on. Now, I understand why people don't realize the scale of the awakening, because, you know, if it's not in the mainstream media, to most people it doesn't exist.
Yes.
And for the mainstream media to actually see something that's outside of its tiny, tiny pea-sized bubble that it covers, it has to be 10 foot high with neon lights. But I can tell you, mate, from traveling to, 45 countries now around the world from the early 1990s, I've seen it in every country.
Yes.
And it's exponential. And because it doesn't get in the mainstream, the scale of it is not understood. It is enormous.
But
what's
it's not
going
just
on.
That the mainstream's dumb. They're artificially not reporting on our victories.
Exactly. But the thing is that what we need now to do is to harness this awakening into a unified, if you like, force, which will cease to cooperate with its own enslavement. Because this is the key point. When people say, oh, no, they're all powerful. No, they're not all powerful. The power they use to control us is the power we give away.
That's right.
All the time.
That's right.
Now, if we... I'll tell you a quick story. I had a friend years ago. He was a famous comedian in Britain called Larry Grayson. And I went to his funeral, and another comedian told this story Larry Grayson had told to him about an experience he had. And Larry Grayson, in the days of the music hall and stuff like that, the last vestiges of it, he was in this musical show. It was an all-male show, and he played the woman in it. It's kind of what he did. And at the end of the show, he said, he dressed up as a Britannia, and all the men came on dressed as sailors and got on top of each other's shoulders and formed a pyramid appropriately. And they were doing it to this song, Rule Britannia, and all this rubbish.
Stay there. I want to hear it on the other side.
Okay, I'll finish then.
Yeah, we got to finish on the other side of this break. Final segment with David Icke. Straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. We're really appreciative of him coming on with us, DavidIcke.com. I'm Alex Jones. Truth Rising is going to be released in the next few hours at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage foods. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
You like being a puppet, sir. You like being a puppet for the New World Order.
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
We need to die.
Shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Tim, John, Graham, Joe, John, and others. We're going to take some of your phone calls. We have a quick question for David Icke. He's with us for this segment, and then that's it. He's agreed to come back on the next few months. He's running for Parliament in England to expose the shell operation that is going on over there. And I heard his evidence. There's definitely no doubt about that. Learn more at davidicke.com. Again, your phone call is just a moment. David, you were finishing up to your famous comedian, friend of yours. They're doing this Hail Britannia with them in the shape of a pyramid. Go ahead.
Yeah, and Rule Britannia was, building to the end, and they all formed a pyramid on the stage. And Larry Grayson came out dressed as Britannia and was manhandled up the top to the top of the pyramid to for the big finish. And he said that one night there was a guy in the bottom left-hand corner of the pyramid who'd started to get a cough. And this night, his cough got worse, and it coughed so much that he could no longer stand in the pyramid. And down came the pyramid, and Larry Grayson, symbolic of this elite on the top of the pyramid, ended up in row two. And all that it had taken was not, you know, someone, fighting at the top against Britannia symbolically, but someone who got a cough and walked away at the bottom of the pyramid, because the bottom of the pyramid holds the top of the pyramid up there. And when we stop cooperating with our own enslavement, because there are billions of us who are being enslaved, there's a handful at the peak of the peak of the peak who are orchestrating the enslavement in full awareness. It's all over, and they know that. They're terrified.
You know what that is? That's a true Yertle the Turtle story.
Yeah. Do you remember that movie, The Bug's Life, the animated movie?
And he says, if just one of these ants, you know, starts standing up, they can push us aside. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, if they ever find out that we depend on them and not the other way around, then our way of life is over. And that's precisely what we face here. We are the ones with the power, and they are the ones who are terrified of us finding that out. And that's why there's been this massive, constant campaign of suppression of knowledge and awareness to keep us in a smaller box than they're in. We're getting out of it. More and more people are. And it's going to be a very, very interesting few years as the irresistible force, which is, meets the immovable object, which isn't.
David, what do you think about the French students in England stabbed hundreds of times apiece, ritualistically tortured, biological weapons type students? And we have all these other microbiologists and engineers being murdered all over the world. What do you think's going on behind that?
Well, I've just seen that because I've been out with the election all day. I've just seen that on the news tonight. What they're doing in every area of our lives, because we are now going towards this crunch point of awakening and all the rest of it, and they are desperate to get this this network of control in place. What they want in essentially is for the cell door to click shut before enough people have realized they're even in a cell. So they're upping the ante all over the place now. I mean, we are having in this country the most incredible number of young people. Interestingly, often they are either famous in terms of one was in a movie, a Harry Potter movie that's coming out, and others are connected to famous people who are being stabbed to death. Now, this is like so many, it's unbelievable. And it's upping the ante of fear so that they can impose the solutions, which are this Orwellian state control. And so we have to now start being aware, and not just aware, but have the courage not to fall for it, and to see that it's there to enslave us and not to protect us. And this is why information is the key. When people understand the game, then the game loses control over them. It's keeping the game from people that this whole, all this suppression has been about.
I'm reading that these guys that got killed, butchered in a satanic-style torture ritual, were studying parasites jumping between dog and cat fetuses. Man, I tell you, a bunch of the biological weapons guys in the U.S. were murdered ritualistically. The first one, when it all started, was in Virginia. Remember, they tortured him and carved a pentagram in his back?
Yeah. Yeah, the biotech industry, with Monsanto, of course, prime among them, are a satanic, they're one of the most dark of all the cartels. They are far more powerful within this network than people realize.
Well, Rumsfeld headed them. He heads every company that does particularly evil stuff. Why is that?
Well, because he's evil. I mean, I don't use the word evil very much. I think it's overused. But if you take it as the opposite of live, spelt backwards, the opposite of life, then evil is very appropriate with him. I mean, he was the man that brought aspartame.
Oh, my God.
Brain suppressant and brain destroyer.
And he gave the reactor to North Korea. Listen to this. Mr. Bonomo was studying a parasite which can spread from cats to human fetuses. See, it's a kill human weapon. Mr. Frez's research was into bacteria which create ethanol for use as fuel. Go ahead.
We've had so many scientists at the cutting edge of their profession in these very areas you're talking about who've been taken out over the years. I mean, there were even a book written about them at one point. So many were taken out, and they would be eating their meal in London. They would get up from it, drive to Bristol, which is a decent drive, where they had no family connections. They'd jump off the big suspension bridge there. There's one after the other that came from the same office.
And, of course, all the surveillance cameras can never catch anything because they always turn off.
Well, we managed to have a situation where a Brazilian was shot 8 times, 7 times in the head while being held down at close range. And, of course, the surveillance pictures didn't come out. Obviously, it wasn't working, mate.
Listen
Sorry.
To this. Frenchman killed in London was stabbed 196 times. They had been tortured ritualistically.
Well, you see, this is, again, something that I've been talking about for a long, long time, and it seems so extreme. And I know you have too. It seems so extreme that it's beyond people's ability to grasp that it's possible. But what you're talking about here is something that goes on behind the scenes in secret as a matter of course across the world. Because the rituals these people are involved in are absolutely horrendous. And clearly, you know, every now and again, one breaks the surface and you can get a glimpse of what is the common thing behind the scenes that seems the you know, the rarity. But it's not. It's the rarity when it comes to public attention.
Amazing. DavidIke.com. We're going to take some calls now for David. But we've only got 10 minutes left. But, David, just briefly, what is the time frame? Do you think they're going to hit Iran? If they do, how do you see that unfolding?
Well, you know, I tell you what I learned a long time ago, which is kind of, you know, going towards it. I was told that there was going to be a conflict with China. That's where it was leading. What they wanted was a third world war that would complete the process which the First World War started, League of Nations, the Second World War took on, United Nations.
Then they can ration and have drafts and crack down you.
They want to bring in the world government so they can say, hey, look, the only way to stop war, it's like they said about the European Union, let's have a European Union and trade together and then we'll stop wars in Europe. The only way to stop war is to have a world government and a world army. And the end of national armies, so there's no more war. And so they want a massive global conflict. And China, I was told, must have been 15 years ago, that was where it was going to head. And I think the Middle East is designed to be the powder keg that starts to draw them in, and Iran could well be it. You see, I may be different to most people. I have real problems with the guy who's leading Iran. For him to come to power when he did, take over or defeat someone who was perceived globally as a moderate, which would have been very, very difficult.
Which is what the people wanted.
Yeah, it would have been very, very difficult to sell Iran as a danger to the world if he'd have won. But this guy came in and then started speaking the language that allowed them to say, hey, this man's dangerous. I've got great reservations about that guy.
Well, we know Reagan made deals for the arms for hostages. That was all staged. And so we know there's major connections. Let's take some calls for David Icke, always intriguing, author, documentary filmmaker, lecturer. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tim.
Woody Harrelson once said in a movie, only two good things ever came out of England, America and the Beatles. I think it's time we update that list to the Watson brothers and you, David. David Icke. Good to talk to
well,
you, mate.
Thank you very much. That's very kind.
Alex, it was David that led me to you through some of his books. It was sort of like, you know, your Chemistry 101. David was the catalyst, and you were the monomer. And as you know, I've been gum on your shoe for like 6 years now, and I consider you both best friends that I've never met. David, I own 4 of your books. On the bottom of page 206 in The Biggest Secret, there's a picture in the Bohemian Grove of Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon with the inventor of plutonium, Glenn Seaborg.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that picture put on one of you guys' sites and people just mass mail it to Michael Reagan and Reagan and ask him to please explain.
Actually, I think we have that photo on InfoWars.com.
That picture.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that picture was so symbolic of the way that you've got two people. One was a B-movie actor jumping on and off his horse at the time. The other one was a soon-to-be politician that was taking on Kennedy in the 1960 election. And both, despite those vastly different backgrounds, were both at Bohemian Grove and both go on to be presidents of the United States.
And by the way, you forgot that Eisenhower is also in the photo.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, because Eisenhower rose so rapidly in the military, and you only do that, and then to president, you only do that if the right people are behind you. And now we have Barack Obama, of course, bringing in change. I mean, do me a favor,
Totally world order.
That was my question.
Brzezinski for president, I say. It's called
Look, it
Barrett
doesn't
Obama.
Matter, McCain, Obama, but Obama's got the really heavy hitters behind him. He's going to be bad news. Thank you, Tim. But he'll fool a lot of people for one more ride, one more scam.
Yeah.
While, I mean, you're not going to hear Barack Obama say they're carrying out eugenics against blacks like nobody else. No, he'll be attacked by the white racists, and then, oh, he must be good for the blacks, and then he'll lead the blacks right into the Planned Parenthoods. John in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yes, I agree with Mr. Ike that the ultimate target of the neocons is China, and the stepping stones are Iraq and Iran. I totally agree with that. They even said so in the Project for a New American Century. But I think right now the box that the media is trying to keep us in is that there's some kind of difference between Obama and McCain. And I think, in a certain sense, the greater danger is Obama, because so many people have been convinced through cult of personality that there's some kind of a difference. I think you made a good point there about how the neocons got their start in the Democratic Party through the Henry Jackson faction, the military-industrial faction of the Democratic Party before they joined the Republicans. And I think there's so many people right at this point now that somehow make excuses for Obama when he gets on his knees, goes to the
Israeli lobby. I hear you, John. We got to jump so we get the other callers. Yes, bottom line, this is the false left paradigm. It's time for people to grow up, and until you realize they own all the major parties, and until you realize the power structure, and people think the president is the end-all be-all. He isn't, is he, David?
No, I mean, the president's a puppet. I mean, I have this line, if you can see him, he's not at the top of the pyramid. I mean, the people who are really pulling the strings are in the shadows. Probably, you know, no one's ever heard of them, the real power.
Graham in Seattle.
These are just cardboard cutouts who are vehicles to introduce the legislation that changes society in line with the shadow people's agenda.
And then we have a debate about whoever they put out in front of us instead of never looking above that to the real power structure. Graham in Seattle.
Hi, David.
Hello,
good to hear you on, and you know, I definitely agree with a lot of what you're saying, but one of the major ways that I feel like people dismiss ideas about 9/11 being an inside job, or you know, various depopulation schemes and whatnot, I'm seeing looking at a Times Online article about you from June 27th. It says, "Reptilians beware, David Icke is back." And it says, "According to Mr. Ike," I'm sorry, David Icke, I'm sorry for pronouncing your name wrong. "According to Mr. Icke's belief, the world is ruled by a secret group of Illuminati, a race of shape-shifting reptilian humanoids known as the Babylonian Brotherhood." So I'm just
trying first of all, I posted that on my website today. It's one of the reports about me standing in this election. Well, you know, some of the things that I've said over the years have been far out for most people. But, you know, just take this on board. Just look at what myself and Alex have been discussing in the last hour and a half or so. The scale of what we've been discussing, the multi-subjects, the multi-levels of what we're discussing. And then ask yourself, could a group of people in dark suits around a table orchestrate all that, or is it bigger than that? I would say it's bigger than that. But if you disagree, that's your right.
Well,
but it's my right.
I'll say this.
You.
You know, I go up to that point, and then David, you know, goes off and does that. But I think it's we need to all be open-minded. The elites do believe they are worshiping and being directed by demon creatures. Now, whether whether that's real or not, I mean, they believe it. So that's why I think, you know, that certainly people can try to then say, well, we're all nuts. Hey, the Federal Reserve's private. They carried out 9/11. We can prove all that. And, you know, I mean, they've got things 5 football fields long floating around above Dallas. And Larry King Live is saying aliens are about to land. The Pope says aliens are coming. They're our brothers. Something big is on the horizon. They're going to stage something. And so David Icke isn't one-tenth as radical as Larry King Live is now. Graham, I appreciate your call. Joe,
the thing I would say, Alex, is important, you know. I mean, people should just take what feels right to them. I mean, if they want to take the level of this conspiracy as it plays out in the five-sense world, then take it at that level and let's react to that level. Let's join together at that level and ignore the things that you think are too far out. You know, you don't have to take it all. Just take what feels right.
Yeah, well, I know this. The elite really do think they're worshiping weird entities. And
they certainly do.
Yeah, they certainly are hardcore serious when they're cutting kids' heads off for it. Look, we're out of time. I don't want to cut a caller here short. Joe, John, Lynn, because we're basically out of time, and I want to come back with some final comments in the final segment. David, I don't want to wait another 2 years or a year or whatever to have you back up. Can I have you up in the next few months again?
Yeah, that would be great.
David,
I if I could just finish on one thought, that we should not allow our sense of reality and our sense of possibility to be confused with what's actually possible. That's the big mistake we make.
Because then you narrow your horizons. It's not saying people accept what you're saying. It's saying just allow yourself to look at everything, and then that by itself will give you a wider view instead of shuddering what you're seeing.
It's what Socrates is supposed to have said in ancient Greece. Wisdom is knowing how little we know. That keeps your mind open. Not to believe anything, but to be open to all possibility.
Okay.
The world's much bigger than the one we think we're living in.
DavidIcke.com, Infowars.com is my site. David, thank you.
Cheers, Alex.
I'm going to say bye to you during the break.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
That yeah, was with David Icke. In China, too. Coming for the New World Order, baby. Time to catch this train.
And let this train.
Because if you don't, I'm sorry for you. People of the world, join hands. Join hands. It's a love train. Love train. hardcore bioweapon attack. We're coming to help you. All of you in the mental prison. The Info Warriors are coming to unlock your mind. Don't miss it. They live, we sleep. Time to wake up, folks. I'm awake, and I only want you to have the same thing I have. Many of you will go to levels much higher than I am when it comes to understanding. All right, this is the final segment. Don't have any time to take any more calls. Feels like Friday because I'm going to be off tomorrow, but Jason Burmese is going to be sitting in. Here's the big announcement. You can watch the film right now. You can go right now and watch. This is a military operation against the New World Order. We always spring things when we want early, generally unannounced. You can see the film right now. It officially comes out on July 4th, but we're doing this about 8 hours, 9 hours early, depending on what time zone you're in. Hell, over in England, it's going to be midnight soon anyways. And it certainly is in Russia and China right now. So you can say that it is already July 4th there. And it's all going to be going live. I mean, it's up there right now, but the links are going live in the next 5-10 minutes at Infowars.com, at PrisonPlanet.tv, at PrisonPlanet.com for all PrisonPlanet.tv members. If you don't have a membership, it's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. That allows us to pay for these great servers and to have the good IT people and to make the great films. And so you support us there. But there's going to be a DivX version. You can burn it to disk to give to people in high quality. Most players have DivX now. You can burn it to regular DVD if you want. If they don't have that type of player, you can buy the high-quality DVD to get the best quality at Infowars.com for $19.95. So go to Infowars.com, order the DVD. It's going to be shipping out Saturday and Monday. Also, you can, again, watch it right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. Truth Rising, unleashing the juggernaut that is humanity, the sleeping giant that is America and the rest of the world, exposing the terrorists, exposing that murdering criminals run our society and are totally and completely illegitimate. So, Truth Rising, ladies and gentlemen, is now available, and the links will go live up on PrisonPlanet.tv for members right now. So I suggest all of you tune in over there if you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and watch Truth Rising and download your own personal copy. I also want to thank all the great folks this week that did a wonderful job. And I want to encourage everybody to support our sponsors like Inner Food. And the best green food out there that I have found, bar none. You call them, you get 10% off on their whole line of products, their superfoods. 866-762-9238. Tell them Alex Jones sent you and get 10% off. 866-762-9238 or innerfood.com. Go to Infowars.com. Link through on the Inner Food Botanicals link, and on their whole line of products, get 10% off. 866-762-9238 or innerfood.com. Dullskelt, barley grass, wheatgrass, farina, spirulina, and 14 other superfoods in their two little green scoops in juice a day. Absolutely amazing. 866-762-9238 or innerfood.com. Have a great 4th of July, a great Friday. Burmese will be sitting in here. Retransmission at Infowars.com starts now with Ron Paul, General Stubblebine, David Icke, all of it. Restreamed at Infowars.com. God bless you all. Great job.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.